ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Erechin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Arye Chanoch Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
Bruchem HaMazinim. This shiur of Ezes Hashem be a Masechta Erechin Daf Yud Beis. We're going to start with the Gemara's Shaila Iboyelahu, Nesachim Abom Bifnei Atzmon, Teunen Shira Oy Einen Teunen Shira. Now what does it mean, Nesachim Abom Bifnei Atzmon? So Taisus with Devir Maschel Nesachim says, we're talking about Nesachim of a carbon tzibur, Shlehi Krivu B'yaymai, Ulamachar Makriven. Kedashina, like the Gemara says in Menachis, that you could bring the Nesachim out of Sarayamim. Now, so Taisus, we have to be talking about such a case of carbon tzibur, which you didn't bring it on the right day. You can't say we're talking about a case of a person that's Misnadev Minchas Nesachim, Ba'ifin that it's Chiyuv is just on the Minchas Nesachim, and not on a carbon bachlal. Because in such a case, of course, there's not going to be shira. Because a carbon yachid, even a carbon chayva, doesn't have shira. It's only in a carbon sibor. So bechreich, we're talking about that he brought the carbon sibor, and they didn't have the nesachim available to bring it that day, and they only bring it at a later day. And on that, the Gemara's shaila is, nesachim abam b'fnei atzmon, if it's tuna and shira or not. What's the makar to this, that a carbon yachid doesn't have shira? So that's the pashtus of the Gemara in the Fidal from Abayis. The Gemara over there has a shaila, oilas nidvas tzibor, tuna shira or not. What about the carbon oila that's in a dove of a tzibor, is that any shira? And the Gemara comes out lamaisa on the bottom of the Amud, that it has to be tafka carbon shekavu lemzman, but a carbon nidava is not chayv and shira. Now, Taisus over there speaks out, with the maschol, oilas nidvas tzibor, aval di yachid, that isn't even a shaila in the Gemara. And it's pashit that a yachid, even if you were to bring a carbon chayva, wouldn't have a din of shira b'chlal. Taisus isn't masver what the makar is. But l'chayre, the makar is from the hemshach of the Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is, Oilei seichem de kula yisrael ka'amar rachmana. The pasuk of avyensim chaschem v'maydeichem, which there it says the din of shira, it says Oilei seichem, and it's mashma de kula yisrael, carbon tzibor. But a carbon yachid doesn't have shira b'chlal. So, that's shot in Aratisis as well, that if a person, a yachid, is menadiv to bring just a minchas nesachim, it's pashut that there's no shira b'chlal. We have to be talking about a case of a carbon tzibor. What kind of carbon tzibor brings nesachim b'fnei atzma? Must be the case where they originally brought the carbon, but there wasn't any nesachim until a later point, and then it's a sachim v'om b'fnei atzma, and that's the Gemara's shayla. That's Tritus Otaisis. But Rabbeinu Gershom over here is mavor, not like that. Zok Rabbeinu Gershom, but if you mask on the soch and above from the atzman, kedam rinan b'mesech to menachis, ha'oimer, ha'rei elay yayin, la'yif chais megim alugin. Meaning that a person could be menadiv to bring yayin. And that's where the Gemara's shayla is, where a person made an adavit to give just yayin, and that's the soch and above from the atzman. Now, l'chayre, Rabbeinu Gershom is mamash apella, like Taisus speaks out, that it's meduik in the Gemara earlier on the Fir Aleph from Rebeis, that only a carbon tzibur is men yanai of saying shira. And on that, the Gemara says, davka, a carbon chayva that's kavul emzman, and not a carbon nadava. But a carbon yachid, b'chlal wasn't even a shayla in the first place if it has to say shira. And even a carbon tzibur, the Gemara l'maskana comes out, the davka, a carbon that's kavul emzman, carbon chayva. But a carbon nadava of a tzibur is not chayiv. So in this case, where a person says, harei aleyayin, there's two chasreinus. It's a carbon of a yachid, which there wasn't even a havamina, that there should be an inyan of shira, and the maskana sa gemara, it's not a carbon that's kavul emzman, so also doesn't have shira. So how could it be that the gemara has a shayla in this case about nesachim b'fnei atzman? Kilu, the issue is just because it's nesachim shtiya without achila. B'lav achi, there's no shira b'chlal. Tzorchi and gadol on Rabbeinu Gershom. Ulai, maybe you could say pshat on Rabbeinu Gershom l'shitasei, because in the gemara earlier in the Afir Aleph on a base, where it says oilas nidvas tzibor. Zokter Ben Gershom Vizela Shinai. Shanasa lehen nes, vinisnadvu lahavi ayla. So Rabbeinu Gershom, first of all, is making the case of Nidvas Tzibor, that a nes happened to the Tzibor, and the Tzibor collectively was menadiv to bring an ayla. That's different than this how Rashi is masber earlier, and Taisvis, that ayla's Nidvas Tzibor, we're talking about Kayetz and Mesbeach. Azayzok Rashi over there, Yidalfam Abeis, Bidivy Maschel ayla's Nidvas Tzibor, and Azayzok also in Taisvis, Bidivy Maschel ayla's Nidvas Tzibor. Rabbeinu Gershom is learning not that we're talking about the kites and mizbeach, but rather a carbon that the tzibur was menadiv on account of an es. Zok Rabbeinu Gershom Vayter,
The Ailas Nedves Yachid, the Tadira Vadai Eina Teuna Shira. This that the Gemara doesn't ask a Shaila by Nedves Yachid is because it's Tadir, so it doesn't need a Shira. What's going on in this Rabbeinu Gershom? So, Lachayr, we see from Rabbeinu Gershom that Be'emes, there are two dinim in Shira. There's one din in Shira on a Ayla of a carbon tamid, which is Kavu Lahem Zman. The Gemara Shaila about Ailas Nedves Sibor was that there should be another din. That any time they bring a carbon on a Ness, because the carbon is coming on a Ness, that should be Teuna Shira. It's a second din. It's a Shira on a carbon that's coming Machmas Ness. And in that Zakt Rabbeinu Gershom, that the Gemara Shaila is specifically by a carbon Tzibor, and not by a carbon Yachid. Why? Because the carbon Yachid is Tadira. L'chay, what he means to say, is because the Indian of Shira that comes on a Ness, comes Mikayach, this Iris, and this Pilus, the Simcha, about this nest that happened. That applies to a nest that happens to the entire tzibor. But a nest that happens to a yachid, and because of that, a yachid decides to be menadev, a carbon yachid, that's a dover, that's tadir. That's not something that's mechayev and ma'er, that there should be an inin of shira. And what's the maskanas of Gemara that we learn out that even a nidvas tzibor is not chayev and shira? So it's not clear, there's a shibush in the lashon of Rabbeinu Gershom, but the guys of the Cheshuk Shleiman of Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, near the Tzarech Leimar, Eile Sechem de Kula Yisrael, Vahaino Eilis Tomit, De Havei de Kula Yisrael, Aval Eilis Nadova, Havei Bechlal Eilis Yachid, Ve'ena Ta'on Shira. So we have to understand what the Cheshek Shleimah means when he says, Havei Bechlal Eilis Yachid. And the Chayri means to say, because even if Klal Yisrael collectively is Menadiv, a carbon Eila, because of an S, it's just like a regular Shutvis, but it's not really a Shem of a carbon Sibor. And therefore, it's also included in Eilas Yachid, and an Eilas Yachid doesn't have a din of Shira. Now, although Rabbeinu Gershom said that the reason why an Eilas Yachid doesn't have Shira is because it's Tadir, and L'chayr, this is a nest that's not Tadir, but Avada Lei Chilku, once there's a halacha that a regular Eilas Yachid, because it comes on a Dover Tadir, that you don't say Shira, so if B'mikra, a more rare nest happens, it's already Nikva that an Eilas Yachid, and in this case the tzibor is like a yachid, and these kinds of things is not enough of a hesiris to say shira. Based on this, ulai there's a makam to say pshat in Rabbeinu Gershom and Arasagi. Because in a case where a person is menadev specifically yayin, not that he's menadev a carbon, he's menadev specifically yayin, that's not something that's tadir. That's something sheyesh lemer that is mechayev shira. Bringing yayin lemizbeach and simcha el al yayin, that's a reason to have to say shira, even on a carbon yachid. And the Gemara has a shaila, maybe say shira, because ein ayim shira al yayin. But dilma, you need achila and shtia. Chayr, that could be pshat in the Rabbeinu Gershom and Arasugya. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go vayta to the next inyan, inyan le'inyan vayse inyan. The Gemara brings a raya that maybe you do need shira. The amar Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeini, minayin shein ayim shira al yayin. Mashma that yayin is a reason to say shira. Aydilma says the Gemara maybe need achila and shtia. Now, we mentioned Kama Pa'amim, the Chakira of Rabbi Leib Malin in Simon Yud Gimel. He has Tutz Tadim how to understand the din of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeini of Ein Ayim Shira El Aliyayin. His first thought is that Be'emes, the Machayiv of Shira is the carbon. What Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeini is telling us is how to do the Shira. The proper way of saying the Shira is Aliyayin. And it's a tanayin, the kiyam of the din of shira. If you have yayin, that's a shira. If there's no yayin, then you're not yaitza, you're not mechayim the din of shira. But the mechayiv of the shira, that's not the yayin, that's the carbon is the mechayiv of shira. That's the first side. And the second side is punk farkert. The Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeini is teaching us that this that we find, that a carbon has a din to say shira, the mechayiv of the shira is the yayin. It's only if there's yayin that there's a siba to say shira. But if there's no yayin, there's no inin to say shira. There's nothing mechayiv us to say shira. But if Adaf, let's say something else would be Machayvas to say Shira, like being Maisif on the Azaris, Fahulu, there you could be Machayim the Shira of Ad without Yayin, because you have a different Machayv. The Iker Inyan of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeini is telling us what about the carbon is Machayvas to say Shira. It's the Yayin Shabbai. Zokter Bleib, that from our Gemara, Lachaira is a Raya Brewer to the second side. Because the Gemara Haray wants to bring a smach to this, that Nesacham Abom from the Atzman should say Shira, from the fact that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeini says, Minayin she'ein ayim shira el yayin. Now, lu yitzur, all Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeini meant to say is how to be makayim the din of shira, but avada, the yayin is not the machayiv of shira, it's the carbon that's machayiv of shira. So it's not even a smach b'chlal that nesachem abon fnei atzman shenit shira. Rav Shmuel ben Achmein is not talking about what is ton shira. He's talking about how to do shira. What's ton shira? That's a different nisei legamri. Can't even bring that as etzad, that should be a mashmayus or any smach to say that yayin itself has a din to say shira. Elamai b'achreach, Rav Shmuel ben Achmein is talking about the halach of what's machayiv us to say shira. And Rav Shmuel ben Achmein tells us that the machayiv of shira is yayin. Memel, the Gemara Taka has a tzad to say, the mashmayus is that the yayin itself is machayiv. And even if it's nesachem abam b'fnei atzman without a karban b'chlal, it's also machayiv us to say shira. Aiduma, says the Gemara, no. Rav Shmuel ben Achmein meant the tziruf of the achila together with the yayin. Lafuke, that achila alone is not machayiv shira. But if adi need achila as well. That's the tzadim of the Gemara. Ad kan this important ta'ara from our Gemara. Now let's go weiter into another inyan, the inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. The Michas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Tes, Ois Vav, in the print of Mechain Yerushalayim, is Mo'ira Mo'ir de Ka'ara. So the Michas Chinuch, it's found in Shas, Pa'amim Rabbis Ein Mispar, that the terminology of Nesachim doesn't just refer to the Yayin itself, it refers to the Yayin and also the Minchas Nesachim, the Seilus and the Shemen that's brought at the same time. The Mishnah does say Menachas Mandalat Mabez, it's Ein Ma'akman Ze'azeh, but Akapanim, the natural Kavana, when it says in Shas, Nesachim, doesn't just mean the Nesachim, it means the Nesachim together with the Shemen and the Seilus. In Kain, in fact, the Minchas Chinuch, Ben Nesachim Abom Mefnei Atzman, if you're bringing also Seilus and Shemen, so there is Achila. What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says that it's just Shtiyah Luchot? The Chayr is Achila, the Achila is the Seilus. Zakhtim in Minchas Chinuch Memela, Tzarech Leimer, the Be'emes, our Gemara when it says Nesachim, means only Nesachim. And we're talking about a case where they didn't have Seilus, and they brought just the Nesachim, because hooray, the Yayin and the Seilus is not Makman Ze'ezeh. But Enachanami, in an ordinary, usual case, where they bring the Yayin together with the Seilus and the Shemen, a full Minchas Nesachim, of course that's going to be Achila, and of course they're going to be Chayiv in Shira. Now, Zogt Minchas Chinuch, lefi this, we could be Miyash of a very Shver Rambam. Because the Mishnah says, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Flamed Amud Beis, that there was a time when the Edom came late, and Niskal Kalu Bashir was the first day of Chodesh Tishrei, and it was a suffix if it's meant to be Rosh Hashanah or it's meant to be Yom Lamed of Chodesh Elul. And in Tamar Shabin Arvayim says the Gemara there in Niskal Kalu and Shir because they didn't know should they say the Shir of Yantiv of Rosh Hashanah or is it still Chol? That's what the Mishnah says. Frek Taisus over there, what's the grace of Kilkal? Let them bring the carbon today, and Hare the Klal is. Like Taisus brings down, you could bring the Nesachim la'achar zman. So they should bring the Nesachim later, la'achar zman, the next day, or at night. And that way, by that time, they'll already know if it's Rosh Hashanah or if it's Yom Chol, and they'll sing the proper Shira. How did the Kilkel come out? Zayfrek Taisus over there. And for Taisus, no, because the Chatchila, you cannot bring the Nesachim later. Because if you bring the Nesachim at night, even though you're Yaitz and Asachim, but you can't say Shira, because the Gemara says earlier in the Afir Aleph and Aleph that we learn out the Makkah Par B'Yayim, Av Shira B'Yayim. So it's going to, you're going to be Mavatal the mitzvah of saying Shira. And Elamai, you should bring the Asachim the next day. Hare, the Gemara in Arasigya comes out, it's a Baidla Yavshata, if you say Shira when you bring it Asachim B'Fnei Atzmam on the next day. Therefore, L'Chatchila, it's wrong to bring the Asachim later. You should bring the Asachim Davke at the time that you bring the carbon. And Memela was in Skalkal Bashir because they didn't know which shir to say. So Taisus continues, the Lashon of the Gemara Masechet Menachos is that maybe Adam Zivcha Yom V'nitzcha Mikana Ba'al Atzar Yomim Mashma that L'chatchili can do that. Zog Taisus, that's talking about a carbon yachid, which doesn't have shira anyway. But Anachanami, a carbon sivur L'chatchili, it's also to do it because it's going to be mevatel the mitzvah of shira. Ad kan devar Taisus. Frektim and Chaschinuch, but the Rambam brings down this halacha of maybe Adam Zivcha Yom, and he only says Shir Mekan V'Rasar Yomim, Mefurish, Bein Yachid, and Bein B'tzibur. As they say in the Rambam, Hilchos Maisik Rabbanis, Perek Beis Halach Yud Beis. Why wasn't the Rambam Mavchin, like Taisus is Mavchin, that Davka B'Yachid L'Chatchila you could bring to Nesachim later? But a Tzibur should not do that because it's going to be a Bittel in the Mitzvah Shira. The Rambam brings down Ara Gemara, and the Rambam Paskins, that misafik you don't say shira, so in Cain, that should be a reason that lechatchila by carbon tzibur you should never delay the Nesachim to a later time. Zayfrek the Minchas Chinuch. Zakt the Minchas Chinuch, the Fi Dvarav, it's beautiful. Because Hare, in a usual case, an ordinary Nesachim, you don't just bring Yayin, you bring Yayin and Seilas and Shemen. So in such a situation, you're going to say Shira anyway, because it's Achila and Shtia. That's why L'chadchila, you could bring the Karma today, and bring the Minchas Nesachim, which includes Achila and Shtia, Seilas, Shemen and Yayin, at a later time. Because the din in our Gemara, the Nesachim Bum Fnei Atzmi, you don't say Shira, is talking about specifically in the odd case where they only have Nesachim, and they don't have the Mincha Bechlal. That's the teretz of the Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuchim came L'maisado, L'fi, the Rambam, we're back Shver, Taisa's Kasha. Why was the Neskalkalu of Yom Mashir? There's a Mari Dekeitza. They should have brought the carbon Tomet Shalbin Arbaim, and not brought, not the Nesachim, and not the Mincha and the Silas. That they should have delayed to the next day, and that wouldn't have been a bittel in Mitzvah Shira, because they're having a Chila and Shtia. Side the Mincha, the Silas, the Shemen, and the Yayin. So why was the Neskalkalu of Yom Mashir? Zakti Minchas Chinuch, that not only isn't that Shver on the Rambam, Adarabba, that's a beautiful Yishuv on a different Shver Rambam. Because the Rambam says in Uchas Kiddush HaChaydish, Paragimel Halacha Hei, when he brings down this Kilkol, he says it was Neskalkalu B'Musaf. They didn't know if they should bring a carbon Musaf or not. Now that's very different than how it appears in Arasogit. It says Neskalkalu Halavim Bashir of the Talmud Shal Ben Arbayim. Why does the Rambam say that the Kilkol is different than how it appears in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, there was the Skalkal Bashir of Tamash Ben Arbayim. Talk to Michas Chinuch, because the Rambam L'shitasei couldn't say that the Kilkal happened in the Shir of the Tamash Ben Arbayim. Because they have the Eitzah of bringing the Minchas Nesachim, the Achila and the Shtia, the Seil Shemen and the Yayin, the next day. And then there wouldn't be a Bittul in the Shir, they'd say the Shir the next day. So L'shitasei, he has to say a different pshat, that the problem was a Kilkal in the Musaf. I was shot in our Gemara that says not like that. So the Minchas Chinuch over there explains that it's bitli tali in machlekes, Rabbanan and Rebbe, in kamakayim laharach. Kapanim, this is the nakuda that the Minchas Chinuch learns up in the Shitas Rambam. Now lachayra though, Taisus Arai not like the Minchas Chinuch. If Taisus didn't have this Eitzah, and Taisus says that there would have been a bitl on the Shir by doing the Nesachim the next day, obviously Taisus holds that even if they do the Mincha, the Seilas and the Shemen, together with the Yayin, they still don't say Shira, even though there's an Achila and Shtia. For the Chayr Tzarech Bir, because the Minchas Chinuch Tain is the Chayr Gerecht. The Argamar's whole Shaila is by Shtia Lechudei if you say Shira. But if there's an Achila, the Hainu the Mincha, there's no reason why not to say Shira. So what's Pshat on Taisvis? Masech the Rosh Hashanah Daf Lama Namad Beis. So let's comment to Ritzim on this in the Achrayim. We're going to say over Teretz, state in Shiur Rebbeinu Meshulam David Halevi, Rab David Shlita, based on a Yisoid from his father from the Briskerov. The Briskerov has a suffix. This that we find, that by Minchas Nesachim, there is Seilas, Shemen, and Yayin, but it's Ein Ma'akvin Zeh, is the Pshat, the Be'emes, it's all part of one carbon, just a different Chalakim of the carbon, not Ma'akvin Zeh, or Be'emes is two separate carbonists, Legamri. There's a carbon of the Nesachim, and then there's a carbon of the Mincha, which explains why they're not Ma'akev Zeh. Zok de Briskerov, we find in Rashi, Masechta Menachas, Taf Kuvdal Ramad Beis, he says that if a person says that he's Menadev Minchas Nesachim, he brings the Mincha and the Nesachim. Now, Lechaira, if Be'emes, the Mincha of the Nesachim and the Nesachim of the Nesachim are two separate carbonis, there's no reason why a person who says Minchas Nesachim should have to bring the Yayin. He should just bring the Mincha Shabbai, which is the Seilas and the Shemen. It's Mukhuk from Rashi that it's etzem one carbon. And even though Allah it's Ein Makom Zeh, but a person who's Menadiv to give a Minchas Nesachim, his Chiyuv Mitzadas Neder is to give all parts of this one carbon of Minchas Nesachim, Bein the Mincha Shabbai and Bein the Nesachim Shabbai. However, the Rambam says it's in Hilchos Maaser Karbonis, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, that he brings only the Seilas and the Shemen and not the Yayin. Zokter Biskarov, because he holds that Be'emes, it's two separate Karbonis. Mamela, Zokter David, that's the Pshat, why even if you bring a Minchas Nesachim, the Seilas and the Shemen, and the Yayin, it's not considered that there's a Chila Vashtia. Davka, if a person brings an actual carbon with the Yayin, there the Yayin is Ba Machmas HaKarbon, so it's considered a Chila Vashtia, it's one entity. But in a case where a person brings minchas nesachim, two separate karbonos lagamri, there's a achila lechud and a shtiyah lechud. It's not an achila and shtiyah together. And memela, that gemara has a tzad, and in such a case, you're not going to say shira. Comes out al pi cheshbon though, that according to the Rambam, not like the minchas chinuch, that when you bring minchas nesachim, the seilas, the shemen, and the yayin, it's separate karbonos, and it's not considered achila shtiyah, and you shouldn't say shira, which is not like how the Minchas Chinuch is learning in the Rambam. The Shitas Rambam is that you're going to say Shira. But by MS, we have to be ma'ir to this that the Minchas Chinuch asks on the Rambam, the Lachaira, he should have said that Lachatchila, a Tzibor, can't be maybe Zivcham today and bring the Nesachim at Asari Yamim because it's going to be a Bittul and Shira. And based on that, the Minchas Chinuch says the Shtikal Taira. By MS, we can say that there's another reason why the Rambam doesn't hold of this Yisoid of Taisvis. The lechatchila, it's also to bring the nesachim later because it's a bittul mitzvah shira. Because the Turi Evin over there, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the flamun of a base, he argues on Taisus, and he says, "Enachanam, you're going to mevatul mitzvah shira by bringing the nesachim later." But that's not called the bittul mitzvah asay, because the chayvas shira wasn't chal yet b'shas the carbon. The chayvas shira is only chal later when you bring the nesachim. And if you bring the nesachim on a different day, so that's not machayv shira. So it comes out the mitzvah asay was never chal. So it's not a bittul mitzvah saseh. So he's like the Turi Evin. What's the bira machlekes between Taisvis and the Turi Evin? Zok Reb Shmuel Rezovsky in Chedusha Reb Shmuel in Psochem Simon Yud Zayin that they're arguing in the same chakira that we said B'Shem Reb Leib. Is the pshat in Einem Rem Shir El Yayin that the machayev of the shira is betz on the carbon, just the way to be machayev the din of shira is ayidei saying it with Yayin? Or is the whole machayev just nigmar with the yayin? So Taisus holds that the emes, the machayev, is the carbon. So it comes out as soon as he brings the carbon, that's machayev him to say shira. Now the time to say shira is when you bring the yayin, because ain't him shira el yayin, that's the way you're machayev it. So male zok Taisus, if you're going to push off the yayin till the next day, and then it's shtiyah lechud, so then you're not going to say shira. Comes out, he's mevatel the mitzvah to say, which he was be emes neschayev in, as soon as he brought the carbon of saying shira. That's why you shouldn't do it. That's how Taisus is going to understand. However, the Turi Evin, Zakrib Shmuel, he holds not like that. He holds that Einem Shira al Yayin means to say that the Mechayiv of the Shira is only once you bring the Yayin. Come Tais, once you bring the carbon itself, there's no Chiv of Shira yet. Only if you bring the Yayin, that makes the Chiv of Shira. So if you bring the Yayin the next day, and there's no din of Shira because it's the Shtiyah Lechod, so it comes out, the Chiv of Shira is never Neschayiv, so it's not a Bittul Mitzvah to say Bachlau. Based on this, we could say that that's Pshatak in the Rambam. That's why the Rambam says, Echad Yachad, Echad Tzibor. It's maybe Zivcha Yayim. And Ve'inayim Rashir, Ela Achar Asar Yomim. And the Chaschinuch has Sakasha, Re'i the Chathil, you shouldn't do it because it's a bitl, a mitzvah to say of Shira. It's not a bitl mitzvah to say in the Shira. Based on this Yisoid, which I believe Be'emes proves from our Gemara, that the Chayiv of Shira is not Nigbar until he brings the Yayin. And Memele, it's not considered that he's Mevatel the mitzvah to say. Adkan this Inyan. Ad kan the sugi of Shira. Now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara is coming to explain the Braisa that says, Rabbi Yesi Aymer, Magalglin is chus liyem zakai and chayv liyem chayav, which tells us that the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon and the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni were both nechrav b'maitzoy shvias in the year after Shemitah. And the Gemara asks, that the Bayis Sheni, this is the Gemara Yud Beis Amud Beis, which was 420 years, the Chayre comes out, 400 years is 8 Yavlis, which leaves us with a remainder of 20 years, 14 years are 2 Shemitas, and then there's 6 years left, which would mean that the Chorban HaBayis was the 7th year, that's Shemitah itself, and not a Maitzoy Shvias. And the Gemara answers, we're going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Shnasa Chamishim Oilu Lekan Olekan, which means that Be'emes, there wasn't a 50-year cycle, but rather a 49-year cycle. Fidat Cheshbin, out of 400, you take off 8 years, because it was only 49 years for each cycle. So we're left with 8 years plus 20, 28 years. That's 4 Shemitas. The year after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash happened, which stems with the Braisa. Once Bayis Sheni obviously is going according to Shitas of Yehuda, so obviously Bayis Rishon is also going according to Shitas of Yehuda. To which the Gemara asks that the Cheshbon doesn't stem, because there's another brisa which says Shiva Asr Yavlais Mani Yisrael Mishenichnasu La'aretz Ve'Atshiyatu. That means to say there were 440 years from when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael until they built the Bayis Rishon, plus 410 years that the Bayis Rishon stood, which equals 850 years. That's Shiva Asr Yavlais. And the brisa continues that Be'emes, it wasn't a full Shiva Asr Yavlais, because they only started counting Yavlais after Arba'as Reishana, 7 years of Kibush and 7 years of Chiluk. Now, Agav, it's important to explain, why is it true that they did not start counting until after Shevesh HaKibshu and Shevesh HaChalku? So the Rambam, in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Yud, he brings down a drasha. It's in Halacha Beis. Shenemar, Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha, V'Sheish Shanim Tizmar Karmecha. Before we get to Shemitah, you have to have 6 years that it could be Niskayim Tizra Sadecha and Tizmar Karmecha. That's only possible if Kol Echad V'Echad is Makir Artzai. So they only reach such a point after Sheva Shekibshu and Sheva Shechilku. Akalpanim, getting back to the Gemara, even if you minus off 14 years from the Cheshbon, it still works out, according to the Shita Sachachamim, that the Churban Beis HaMikdash was B'Maitzoy Yishviyas. Because 800 years means 16 Yavlais, with 36 years left, the 36th year is Maitzoy Yishviyas. But according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, you have to minus off 17 years, because really, there's only 49 years every cycle. So 17 cycles of 49 years equals 833 years. Then they counted another 3 years, that's 836. So it'll come out that the Churban Habayis happened in the third year of Shemitah, not B'Maitzoy Shviyas Bechlal. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara gives an answer, and Rashi brings down two Gersayas in the Gemara's answer. The first Gersa that Rashi brings down is, Hanach tlas shnin daglinus an cherev ad asa yirmiyov adrinu leka chashavlo. That means to say we have to take 3 years off the cheshbon, because there were 3 years which during those years an cherev laid a siege on Eretz Yisrael. Those years are not counted in the cheshbon b'chlal. And Rashi's mazber v'zel ashaynai b'yotzer le ashalei shanim. They were unable to be chayrish and to be zareah. So they didn't count the cheshbon of shmitan v'yavlis during those years. Like a chashavlu, therefore it's not included. So therefore, in reality, there are only 833 years which were counted, which is exactly 17 shmitas. And the following year was the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which means that it was b'mitzvah yishviyas. Now Rashi says, this pshat kach shamati, you heard this pshat, V'harbei tshuvis bedavar, he has many answers, many questions against this prat. One of his questions is, V'zel ha'shaynei, Heichi tochein litol shalashanam levadam. How is it possible just to take out 3 years in the middle from the cheshbon? Heichi tochein lahafsik oisen shalashanam v'lachzer l'minyanam arishan v'limneis yudgimel yuddalad l'kadosh yayvel. How is it possible that if you're missing 3 years in the middle of the cheshbon, that after those 3 years of the siege, you just return and continue the cheshbon that you were in the middle of? It's pashatuk Rashi that if there's going to be a break in the cheshbon, when they return to start the cheshbon, they have to start the cheshbon again from the beginning. And they cannot just simply continue from where they left off, which will obviously ruin the cheshbon that the Gemara wants to say. This is the question that Rashi has on this pshat. Now the emes is, the ikur din that Rashi brings from this pshat of kach shamati, that because they weren't able to be chayrish and zereya, so they weren't minish mitav v'yavlis, that itself is tzaraki and gadol. Like the Chazon Ish asks in Chelek Zrayim, in Shvias, at the end of Siman Gimel, that the fact that they practically cannot actually work the field doesn't make that the cheshbon of shmitas stops. There's no din that you have to bepail, go ahead and be chayrish and zereya for 6 years in order to have shmita. The cheshbon continues regardless. every seventh year is Shemitah. The fact that they couldn't utilize 3 of the years in middle to be Chayesh Vizareya because it was a siege, that doesn't stop the Cheshbon from continuing. That was Shver with the Ikar Pshat. Also, what needs a Hezber is Mechatesa to Rashi to have this Taina against the Shemati and assume that it's a Dover Pashat that if they stop counting in the middle, they have to start again. How did Rashi know this is true? Maybe what the Shemati says is correct, that even though there's a break in the middle, they could continue from where they left off. Mechatesa to Rashi with such a Pshitas to ask such a question on that Pshat. Now, in Shiuri Rabbeinu Meshulam David HaLevi, he brings down Shema's father, the Brisker Rav, a pshat in this shita that Rashi brings down from Kach Shemati. And we're going to say over his pshat, first behektim, a moridiki yisoid, which is found in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi al Rambam, and Hilchas Shemitah v'Yovel, Perig Yud. He over there says a yisoid in regards to Yovel, and Kinirat, the Brisker Rav, is taking that yisoid and applying it in Shita's Rashi, also in regards to Shemitah. The Rambam says, Enochah Shemitah v'yayvel perek yod halacha aleph, mitzvah saseh lispar shanim sheva sheva ulekadesh nasach hamishim. There are 2 mitzvahs saseh. One is, there's a mitzvah to count 7 times 7 years, and then there's a mitzvah to be makadesh nasach hamishim, to make a kadesh and consider it the shnasah yayvel. Shanemar, v'safar t'lecha sheva shabseh shanim v'gaymer, V'kidash dem es shnasa chamishim. U'shtei mitzvahs eilu mesurin lebezden agadol bavad. These mitzvahs of counting and being makadosh shnasa chamishim are mitzvahs that are mutal on bezden agadol. Zok Reb Chaim, what happens if there's no bezden to do this? Says Reb Chaim, without kiddush of yovel, the shnasa yovel doesn't exist b'chlal. It's not nikva that this year is shnasa yovel. Just like there's a musik, that if Bezdin is not going to be Makadosh to Chaydish, so that day is not Rish Chaydish, the next day will be Rish Chaydish. So too, if Bezdin is not Makadosh the Shnasa Yovel, so it never gets a Shem Shnasa Yovel. And Zok Reb Chaim, it's not just the Kiddush that's Ma'akiv, but it's also the Sfira's Sheva Sheva that's Ma'akiv. They have to do the process of counting Sheva times Sheva, and then do the Kiddush, in order that the 50th year should actually be Nikva and get itself a Chalais Shem Yovel. If that doesn't happen, it's the 50th year, but it's not Shnasa Yevel B'chol. That's Rav Chaim is Masber and Shita Sarambam. Ezel Hashem going to be Marech about it more behemshach. Zok the Brisker Rav, that it seems that Rashi holds that that's true also in regards to Shemitah. You have to count Sheva Shnais Shemitah and be Mekadosh Shnasa Shemitah. Although it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah V'kidashtem Shnasa Shvius, but as far as the sphere is concerned, it's concluded in V'safarta Sheva Shabsay Shanim, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pa'amim, that you have to count the 7 years of Shemitah. And Zok the Brisker Rav, if you don't count the 7 years, then it's not Chal Kedushas Shemitah B'chlal, it's not a Cheftz of Shnasa Shemitah. Therefore, Zok the Brisker Rav, Bezdin only did that if Shemitah was relevant. But at the time of siege, when they weren't able to be Zerei and Chayrish anyway, so the Halachas of Shemitah lost their relevance, so it's Mistabra that Bezdin stopped counting the 7 years B'chlal. If they stopped counting the 7 years, so it's not Chal, the Cheftz of Shnas Shemitah. And this is Be'emes Meduyuk in the Lashon the Rashi brings down. He says, Lehoyolem Pnai Lachar Shvil Ezraya, Veloimonu Shemitin V'yayvlas. They didn't count the Shemitah. Mashma, that you have to count the Shemitah in order for it to be a Chalais Shem Shnas HaShemitah. Now, Zok the Brisker Rav, once they stop the cheshbon of Sheva Shanim are Sheva Shanim that are consecutive. If they stop the cheshbon, afterwards you just can't continue to count year 4, 5, 6, etc. You have to start again and count a succession of 7 consecutive years in order for it to be Shnasa Shemitah. Which is why Rashi asks, such a davar pashut, that it's pashut that if they stop the minyan, if they weren't Mayna Shemitin, so then afterwards you have to start again from the beginning and you can't continue from where you left off. And the Brisker Rav tells suit to this also, Taisus later in Dafi Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei Maaskal Hanach, he says a similar lashon, Begolus loy hayu mekadshin klal shvius. Mashma also from Taisus that there's an inyan of Kiddush Shnas HaShemitah, and if they weren't Mekadosh Shnas HaShemitah, because it wasn't relevant during Golus, then it's not Chal B'chlal, that it's a Cheftza of Shnas HaShemitah. Adkan, the beer of the Briskarov, to explain what the Svara of the Kach Shemati is and what the Taina of Rashi is against him. And the Chayru Itaku remain with a Maritika Shverkite. What does the Kach Shemati himself hold? Why does he hold that it's possible to be Mafsik in the middle and then to continue where he left off from? Also, Be'emes, there's an aura on the Briskarov. The fact that they didn't have Pnai Lachresh Velazraya during the years of siege, why does that automatically mean that Shemitah has no relevance? Hare, the Chayra, they should have hoped and believed that sooner or later the siege is going to be over, like it Lamaisa did, and Shemitah will be relevant again. So even if currently, during these years, these Sheishanim, they can't be Zareya and Chayrish, it's important to keep on counting so that when the seventh year comes, which will be Ezra Hashem, be after the siege, to be a din of Shemitah. Why were they Messiahish from there being a Shemitah, and why did they assume, well, Shemitah is not going to be Nugay anyway, so they may as well stop the counting? Bishlam and Tyson and David Gimel, they actually went into Galus. That's more of a Sfarah. They went into Galus, so they knew that they weren't coming back so fast. But if it was just a siege, why did they assume that it's not important to count Shemitahs anymore? Ulai, maybe you could say, the Pshat and the Kach Shemati is different. And he holds that Sheish Shanam Tizra Sadecha, the Sheish Shanam Tizmar Karmecha, is Be'emes a prerequisite for the Chalais Din Shemitah. Similar to what we found, like we mentioned, Hashem the Rambam, that during the Sheva Shanam Shekivshu and Sheva Shanam Shechilku, Shemitah wasn't Nayik, because he brings a drasha that it says Sheish Shanam Tizra Sadecha v'Sheish Shanam Tizmar Karmecha, Ad Shehei Kalecha v'Echad Makar Arzoi. It's mavur from that only if you're in a matziv to do sheish shanam tizra sadecha and sheish shanam tizmar kamecha, does the Torah tell you that the shnas ha-shviyas should be shemitah. But before the sheva shanam shekivshu and sheva shanam shekhalku, they weren't yet in that matziv of being mekayim the sheish shanam tizra sadecha, so there's no din shemitah either. Because shemitah comes as a culmination after 6 years of being in a matziv of being able to do tizra sadecha, so the Torah, the shnas ha-shviyas is shemitah. So, Mekain, it's possible to say that the Kach Shemati of Rashi holds Ke'enze, and he holds that if the Eretz Yisrael is in a matziv of matzer, in a matziv of siege, and for a certain amount of years they can't do Tizra Sadecha of Tizmar Kamecha, those years are not mitzurif to the Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha. They didn't have a culmination of 6 years where it was possible Tizra Sadecha to say that afterwards on the seventh is going to be a Shemitah. And therefore, we need to be mashlimit with the years following that, so that we should accumulate sheish shanam tizra sadecha, that the Oretz should be in a matzav where it can be neskayim to tizra sadecha 6 years, and only afterwards it's Shemitah. The difference between this mahalach and the Briskarov's mahalach is that the Briskarov's mahalach holds that there's an inyan of sfira, there's an inyan of a countdown, and if the countdown becomes nifsak, so you have to start the countdown again. The countdown is 7 consecutive years. Whereas according to this Mahalach, there's no countdown for Shemitah. The countdown is only for Yovel, like it says in the Rambam. But there's a halacha that it's only after we accumulate 6 years that the Aretz is in a matzav, that it's Royal Israel, that the Torah says that the seventh year is Shemitah. These 6 years don't necessarily have to be consecutive years. As long as you have an accumulation of 6 years, if there are years in the middle that it's not Royal Israel, so we'll be Mashalman afterwards, then the seventh year is Shemitah. Ulai, that's the pshat in this Rishon that Rashi brings down, B'Shem Dekach Shamati. Ad Kan, the Gemara's Teretz, according to this Gersa of Rashi. And now let's go on to the next Mahalach of Rashi, which is also the Mahalach of Taisus. The next Gersa isn't Geiris Hani Tlas Shnin, etc. It's just Geiris, like we have in our Gemara, Hanach Shani Deglinu Sancheriv Ad Osi Yirmiyo Adrinu like a Choshevlo. And Rashi and Taisus are Masbir, because there was a long tkufa of more than 90 years in which Sancheirav was Magle Aseres HaShvatim. Those years didn't count Bechlal. And it was only afterwards when Yirmiyahu brought them back that they started counting again. And from then until the Churban HaBayis was exactly 36 years, like Rashi and Taisvitz make the Cheshbon. Therefore, that stems with saying that the Churban HaBayis happened b'maitzai Yishvias, in year 36. Now, Taisus asks a Mori Dekakasha, because already the Braitsa that the Gemara brings down says that it's impossible to say that they started counting Shemitah and V'yayivlas from when they came into the Aretz, you have to say that they only started counting after Sheva Shanim Shekibshu V'Sheva Shanim Shechelku, because otherwise there's going to be a problem that Yovel shouldn't come out in the year 14 after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and Yechezkel says it does. Ayin in the Gemara. Now, Frek Taisvis, L'chaira, that's only if we say that there was one long, continuous cheshben from when they came into Eretz Yisrael until after the Churban Abayis. So then it's true that if you're going to start the countdown from when they came in, so it's going to come out that Shnas HaYovel is in year 850, and it's not going to be like it says in the Pasuk Yechezkel that it was 14 years later. But Harei, there was a hefsek in the countdown, like we just were in Mepharish and the Gemara's Teretz, that when the Seretz HaShvatim were Gaila, until they came back, they stopped counting. And they only restarted the count after they came back, which was 36 years before the Churban HaBayis, which works out perfectly with the Cheshbon, that 14 years after the Churban HaBayis was Yovel. So what's the problem to say that they actually started counting immediately as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they did not have to wait Sheva Shanim Shekivshu and Sheva Shanim Shechalku? That will not affect the Pasuk in Yechezkel Bechlal, because already anyway, at a certain point they stopped counting, and they only restarted the countdown 36 years before the Churban HaBayis. This is Taisus's Mari Dikakasha. And for Taisus, a Mari Dikachidish Dikateretz, that this that we just said, that they are mafsik with the Cheshbon during the time of the Golos of the Seretz HaShvatim, and they restarted it after they came back, that's only according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Because Harei in the Cheshbon of the Gemara only finds it necessary to say it according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's true. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds that Shnas HaChamishim Oyle Lakan Lakan. So we're going to say that he also holds that during the time of Golos of Aseres HaShvatim, they stopped the count and they restarted it Mechadosh after they came back. However, the Braisa that we mentioned that talks about the Cheshbon, the continuous Cheshbon from when they came into Eretz Yisrael, or after Sheva Shanim Shekibshu, Sheva Shanim Shechilku, until the Churban HaBayis, that's going according to Shitas Rabbanan, that he holds that Shnas HaChamishim Eina Oyle Min HaMinyan. And he holds that even though it's true that during the time of the Golos of Aseres HaShvatim, and it wasn't Kol Yeshve HaOleh, so they didn't actually observe the Halachas of Yovel in the 50th year, nevertheless, they were Monu Yovelis L'Kadesh Shmitin, which means they continued to count the Cheshbon as if there was a Yovel. They were Kaveh Shnas HaYovel. They just didn't observe the Halachas of Yovel. And they did that during the entire time that Seretz HaShvatim were in Golos, and therefore they never broke up the Cheshbon whatsoever. And therefore, even after they came back from the Golos, they didn't restart the Cheshbon. They continued the one continuous Cheshbon from when they came into Eretz Yisrael until the Churban HaBayis. Ad kan Divrei HaTosfos. Now, L'chaira, Divrei HaTosfos are mamish pashit shver to understand. What's the shaychus bechlal between these two different nidanim? There is one nidan, the ikra machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, as to whether the Shnas HaChamishim was Oyle L'kan L'kan or was Ein Oyle Min HaMinyan. And then there's a different question as to whether during the Tekufa, when it wasn't Kol Yishveh HaOleh and there was the Golos of Seretz HaShvatim, did they stop the count? Or they continued the count the entire time, although Golos wasn't L'maisa Negev because it wasn't Kol Yishveh HaOleh. That's a separate shayla. These two machlekes and the Chayr have no shaykhes and there's no Tliya one to the other. So the Pshat and the Taisus can be found in Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam and Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel Perek Yud. At the end of the paragraph that starts, V'hinei Be'erech and Daf Yud Beis. Zok Rav Chaim Behekdem the Yisoy that we mentioned earlier B'Shmai, that there's a mitzvah to count, for Bezdin to count, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pa'amim, and then to be Mekadosh Shnas HaChamishim, it's not just a mitzvah Ba'alma, but rather, this counting is ma'akev in the ikar kviyas shem shnas hayovel. And if they don't do the counting, then it isn't the heftz of shnas hayovel whatsoever. However, Dr. B'chaim, the halacha that we find, that we're not noyeg yovel, if it's ein kol yishveh aleh, that doesn't mean that if it's not kol yishveh aleh, it's not a heftz of shnas hayovel. That's just a halacha in the nihug of yovel. In the dinam of yovel, it's not noyeg lamaisa if it's ein kol yishveh aleh. But the Cheftz of Shnas HaYovel still remains. It is a Shnas HaYovel, just it doesn't have the Dinim L'maisa, as long as Beis Din did the Svira and the Kiddush. Zogt Rav Chaim, Memela, during the time of the Golos of Aseres HaShvatim, it wasn't Kol Yishvei Aleh, so Yovel wasn't Naeg B'Payel. Was Beis Din nevertheless doing the Svira and the Kiddush? That's going to be Tali in the Rabbanan and Rav Yehuda. The Fidah Rabbanan, they still did the Svira and the Kiddush. Because it's very important to be Kaveya the Shnasa Yovel, because the Shnasa Yovel impacts the Cheshbon, because Shnasa Chamishim is Eino Eilim and Aminyan. In order that we should know which year is actually the proper year for Shemitah, it's important that they should be Makadosh to Shnasa Yovel, even though there are no Hilchas Yovel Noheg Mitzad the Shnasa Yovel, but it's important because that's going to make the cycle be the proper cycle. Therefore, even during the years of Golos of Aseres HaShvatim, they continued counting the regular cycle, and the cycle was never interrupted. However, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that he says that the Shnasa Yovel is Eilu L'Kan L'Kan, that means, as far as the Cheshbon is concerned, Yovel really has no relevance, because the Cheshbon is always 7 and 7 and 7 and 7. The only relevance that Yovel has is Mitzad, the Dine, the Anhagos of Kedushas Yovel, which are Noeg Befoil in Shnasa Yovel. Now, during the Tkufa of the Golos of the Aseres HaShvatim, there wasn't any Hanhagas of Yovel, because it wasn't Kol Yishvei Aleh. So it was pointless for Beis Din during that Tkufa Bechlal to continue with the Svira and the Kiddush Shnasa Yovel. Why should they do it? It has no relevance. So they stopped the Svira, they stopped counting it. So if they stopped counting it, there wasn't a Cheftz of Shnasa Yovel Bechlal. The count stopped. Memela, it's Pashit, that afterwards when they came back, they have to start the Svira again. It has to be consecutive Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pa'amim, and Shnasa Chamishim is going to be Yovel. Which is why, according to him, the Cheshbon was stopped, the Gamri, and it only restarted when Yirmiyahu brought back the Aseres HaShvatim 36 years before the Churban. So the Tli of Taisvis is Mamish Masik Medvash. According to the Rabbanan, the Cheshbon remained the entire time. And it's according to that, the Shita of the Rabbanan, that the Braisa is going, which discusses if the Cheshbon started from when they actually got into Eretz Yisrael or only after Kibbutz V'Chiluk. But whenever it started, the Maisa after Kibbutz V'Chiluk, it went straight, uninterrupted until the Churban HaBayis. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to hold, like the Gemara says, that they stopped the Cheshbon and they restarted it after Yirmiyahu brought back the Golos of the Aseres HaShvatim. Now, we'll be Messiah that with this Mahalach, Reb Chaim is Miyashev, the Shitas HaRambam, in regards to the Cheshbon of Shemitah, which is Nageh Mamash Halacha L'Maisa, and with this is Miyashev, the Rambam from the Kasha of the Ravid over there. The Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Yud, he says that during the Zman of Bayis Sheni, so even though Yovel wasn't Nayik, because during that Zman it wasn't Kol Yishveh Oleh, but upon him, they were Moine Yovelis L'Kaddish Shemitah, which is like what we mentioned before. It's also a sugya later in the end of the Masech Tzerechet, that although Yovel isn't Noig B'Payel, there's no Nihugim of Yovel, nevertheless, they count the Cheshbon of 50 years so that the Shemitah should be on the right year. Meaning, after Shemitah, the 7th Shemitah, which is year 49, the next Shemitah is not 7 years later, it's really 8 years later, because first there's a year of Yovel, which is Einam in a Minyan, and then you start the 7 again. That's during Bayis Sheni. Nevertheless, Dr. Rambam, over there in Perek Yud Halochahei, B'Shem de Ga'inim, Kol HaGa'inim Amru, Shemesayris Hibi Yedeyim, Ish Mipi Ish, that during this man of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, like Golos Bavel, or B'Yameinu Anu, that were in Golos, there's no counting of Yevah Bachlal, and we only go Sheva, Sheva, Shmita, 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 and we don't count the Yevah Bachlal. And there's no Klal of Manu Yevlis L'Kadesh Shmitin. And based on that, we have the Cheshbon ad Yemenu Anu, when Shemitah is. The next Shemitah is going to be in the year of Tavshin Pei Beis. The Ravid over there in Asagas, in Aloch Avav, he says, HaGa'inim Sha'amru She'ein Moinen Mishnasa Churban Ela Sheva Ulei Gamken Kaidem HaChurban. The Ga'inim which the Rambam quoted, that said that during the Zman of the Churban, you do Sheva Sheva, they themselves, B'emes, probably hold that even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash also, they weren't Manu Yovelis. Because Aray, if the Kalal is that according to Rabbanon, you're Manu Yovelis L'Kadesh Shemitah, there's no difference between during the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, when we're not Nayeg Yevel, or after the Churban Beis HaMikdash when we're not Nayeg Yevel. By both of them, the halacha should be that we count the Yevelas even though the Yevel's not Nayeg, in order to do the Cheshbon of Manu Yevel Zakadish Shemitah. So if the Goyanim tell us that Bezmana Churban we don't count Yevel Bachlal, obviously Zok Deraivet, Svir Luk Rabbi Yehuda, they must hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the Shnasa Chamishim is Oyle Lakan Alakan, and it's not a year B'fnei Asmi Bachlal, which is why we do Sheva Sheva Achar Churban, and in Kain also, before the Churban also, you do Sheva Sheva. Bekitzer, the Ravid is being Ma'ir, that there's no difference between during the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash when Yevel is not Nayik, to after the Churban HaBayis. If we're Ma'ir Yevel Zekad HaShmitan during the Zman of the Bayis when Yevel is not Nayik, so too B'Yameinu Anu B'Zman HaChurban should be that way too, which would make Avad HaShmitah be a whole different year than we're Nayik L'Maisa. And if you go according to the Shita Sagainim, which say that Bezman HaChurban, you do Sheva Sheva, and we don't take out a year for Yovel, obviously they pass like Rabbi Yehuda, so during the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, should be the same thing. That's the Ravid's Taina. Zok Reb Chaim, I'll repeat what we mentioned earlier, that the Shitas HaRambam is beautiful, because there's a very big difference between the fact that we weren't Nayeg Yovel during the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, to the fact that we're not Nayeg Yovel B'Yameinu Anu. During the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Bezdin, because there was a Bezdin HaGadol, so therefore, they did the Sfira of the 49 years, and they did Kiddush. If there's Sfira v'Kiddush Yovel, so the Chalois Shem Shnasa Yovel is Chal. The fact that it's Ein Kol Yishvei Allah just means that we don't have the Nihuge Dina Yovel. There's no Achzor Sasodeis v'chulu v'chulu. But the Etzem fact that it's Chal Shnasa Yovel is there, which is why we're Mayna Yovel Sakadosh Shmitan. Once it's a year of Shnasa Yovel, that affects the Cheshben, and Shemitah goes accordingly. Whereas Achar Churban Beis HaMikdash is not just a problem of Ein Kol Yishvei Allah. It's much more of a problem. There's no Bezdin HaGadol, so there's no Sfira and there's no Kiddush. If there's no Sfira and there's no Kiddush, it doesn't have a Chaliz Shem Shnasa Yevel B'chal. There's no such year. If there's no such year, the Cheshben remains Sheva, 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 like the Goyanim say. And Mamela, the Ravid's question is Nesiyashev. Now, what's Pshat and Shitas HaRavid? So Reb Chaim over there in that shtickle, in the paragraph that starts Vihine Haravid, is Mayrich with many different options and possibilities what the Shitas Haravid may be. We're going to pull out one of the main Mahalchem which Reb Chaim entertains. And he says, L'chayr, the Haravid who says, that Lefi the Shitas Harabonon, that Shnas HaYevel is Einem and Aminyan, so L'chayr, even B'Yameinu Anu, we should also count the Shnas HaChamishim, and we should make the Cheshbon of Shvias according to that. The Chayra would sound like that he holds that for the Iker Chalais Shem Shnas HaYevel, it's not Ma'akiv to have Sfira and Kiddush of Bezdin. Which is why, B'Yameinu, even though we don't have Sfira and Kiddush of Bezdin, still there should be a Shnas HaYevel, Chalais Shem Shnas HaYevel, which chops up the Cheshbon and makes us restart every 50 years. But that's very Shver, Zok Reb Chaim, because our Eitz Mevor and our Sugya, Erech and Dafid Bezim and Bez, not like that. Like because it's mavur from our Gemara, and the Gemara's Teretz, Lefi Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that during the time of the Golos of the Seres HaShvatim, they stopped counting Lagamri, and they restarted the count after Yirmiyahu brought them back. And the reason was, because there was no Inyan for Bezdin to do the Sfira, because there was no Nafkamina from the Sfira and the Kiddush, so they didn't do the Sfira and the Kiddush, Mamela didn't have a Chalei Shem Shnas HaYevel, which is why they had to start the Minyan again afterwards when they came back. So you see Mefurish from our Gemara, that if Bezdin doesn't do the Sfira and the Kiddush, that the Cheshbon stops midway, and they restart the Cheshbon again afterwards. So how could the Ravid say that B'Yameinu Anu in Aragolus, where we know that there's no Sfira and Kiddush, still, the Cheshbon still remains, and we're still Mayne Yavlis L'Kadish Shmitin. So Reb Chaim, that the Shitas HaRavid, you have to say that there's two dinim. One is the mitzvah on Bezdin to do Sfira and Kiddush, and by doing Sfira and Kiddush, they're Mechol HaChalais Shem Shnas Yovel in that year that they are Makadosh. But there's another din. The etzem fact that we make the Cheshbon of Shemitahs, seven Shemitahs, and then afterwards we skip a year and then start again, that's built in to the etzem Cheshbon of the Shemitahs, regardless of whether or not Bezin was Makadosh to Shnas HaChamishim and gave it a Shem Shnas Yovel. It's not dafka because the Shnas HaChamishim has in it a Shem Shnas Yovel that we stop counting Sheva Sheva. But rather, in the Iker mathematical Cheshbon, which year to make Shemitah, there's a Cheshbon that goes, it's year 7, 14, 21, 28, etc., 49, and then it's only 8 years afterwards, not 7 years afterwards. It's part of the Cheshbonos of the Shemitah. And has nothing to do with whether or not the Shnasa Chamishim had in it a Shem Shnasa Yevil. Memeila, the Rabbis Shita is like this. Enachanami, during the Zman of Golos, like our Golos, or even the Golos of Aseres HaShvatim, of course, the Chalos Shnasa Shemitah was Nikva Lav Davka Sheva Sheva, but rather after every seven Shemitahs, you skip a year and it's the year Hashmini, not the year Hashvi. Nevertheless, there is no Svira and Kiddush going on. But that doesn't matter, like we said. However, once Yirmiyahu brought back the Aseres HaShvatim, and now it's Chal and Bezdin Eidin to go ahead and make a Svira and a Kiddush, so Bezdin starts again in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Svira of a Kiddush. That new Svira, which Bezdin does Mekayach the Mitzvah, is Mevatel, any ongoing current Svira, and from now on, the Svira is what's going to be Kaveya, that the 7th year of Shemitah, the 14th year of Shemitah, V'chulu, the 49th year of Shemitah, the 50th year gets a Chalais Shem Shnasa Yovel, and then we start again. And that could be Iker, the Iker Cheshbon, which we were doing before there was a Sfira and a Kiddush. That's the Kiddush that the Rav holds of Bimishnasei Shorav Chaim. Hayotze B'Kitzer is as follows. Then in the time of the Golos of Aseres HaShvatim, which was during Bayis Rishon, or during the time of the Bayis Sheni, which in both of these times, Eretz Yisrael wasn't Kol Yishvela, so Yovel wasn't Nayeg Lemaisa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was no Inyan Bechlal for Bezdin to do the Sfira and the Kiddush. There's no relevance to the Shnasa Yovel when Yovel is not Nayeg. Therefore, in the case of the Bayis Rishon, after Golos of Aseres HaShvatim, when Yirmiyahu brought them back, they had to start the Sfira again. And therefore, the Cheshbon started from the beginning. According to the Rabbanan, however, there was an Inyan for them to continue the Sfira, because it's important to be Kaveah which Shnas is Shnasa Yovel, because the Cheshbon of Shemitah goes according to that. Therefore, when Yirmiyahu brought back the Golos of Aseres HaShvatim, there was no Inyan to restart the count. What about in this Golos, where there is no Sfiras and Kiddush Bezdin Bechlal? So in that is a Machlekes, the Rambam, Mishem the Gainim, and the Ravid. The Fi the Rambam, because there's no Sfira and Kiddush, so there is no Yovel in regards to the Cheshbon, the Kaddish Shmitin, so we just do Sheva, 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 and that's where Neig Alok Lamaiza. Whereas according to the Ravid, even though presently there is no Sfira and Kiddush, nevertheless, the Etzem fact that after the 50th year we restart the Cheshbon of Shemitahs, that's a din inside the Cheshbon of Shemitahs mitzad Atzmai. It's not always 777. There's a year break in the count of 77, which is year 50. Therefore, that remains even bizmanenu. Ad kan this Mori de Ke'inyan, and ad kan this shir from Masechta Erechin daf Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.